Okay, that's it. Psalm 119.
Psalm 119. The left.
Good information.
Move, hand, entrance, door. I am laid low in the dust. Preserve my life according to your word. I recounted my ways and you answered me. Teach me your decrees. Let me understand the teaching of your precepts. Then I will meditate on your wonders.
Meditate.
Thank you. Your wonders. Yes, there's no reason for meditation. My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Keep me from deceitful ways. Be gracious to me through your law. I have chosen the way of truth. I've set my heart on your laws. I hold fast to your statutes, O Lord. Not let me be put to shame. I run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free.
Woohoo. Okay.
So I read anything about the laws. So like...
Exactly. so many people with all kinds of problems. Paul was in the hospital again for 3 days, and he's out. He sent me this morning, said he was getting out, so I assume that happened. Mm-hmm. And yes.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I called Elaine, and at the time I called her, they were getting in the elevator on their way out.
Oh, good. So they are out. Good. That's good.
Apparently, but she didn't call me after that.
Okay. So. Well, that's all right. I'm sure they're home by now, but it's just been one thing after another with him, and he's been... But really weak, you know, just downhearted, and you know, we want to keep Paul in prayer. He needs to get through this.
He needs to be encouraged. We went to see him in the hospital.
Yeah. He told me I got there right. I was there before you and then after you because he was asleep when I got there, so I went back later. Yeah. But then we also have Nick out in California has been having some internal problems, and so we want to keep him in prayer. I haven't heard from Don, who was in the ICU last week, all week, so I assume that he's still not doing very well. And then we got our sister Nance out in California who's got it's not a broken clavicle, but it's removed. Oh, something happened. Separated clavicle. So she's in pain. So, and I know there's other things that I was sent this week, and I cannot remember what they all are. I didn't write them down and bring them with me. And so I'm sorry about that. But lots of people that are out there with all kinds of problems. And might as well announce this before we go to prayer, is that we need to fall back on Saturday night. So don't forget to fall back. And I got a thing from Sergio, so I want to make sure that this is, I think it's Sergio, if it's somebody else and I'm not going to answer it. Forgot to connect the chair. Thank you, Sergio.
I must have said that 3 times. Are you going to connect that chair?
Oh, you should have just done it because I did not hear you. And if I didn't respond, then that means obviously... I didn't hear you. Okay, so there we go. Thank you, Sergio. Sorry about that, people. I had no idea that I didn't connect that. So I don't know where I was with that. Yeah, fall back. Don't forget to fall back, which is Saturday night at 2 o'clock. You have to get up and fall back. And so, and then just so everybody online knows this, we will have a Bible class next week. But I will not be here. I've got to go somewhere, and so I won't be here. Burke is going to have the Bible class, and we will have it online as long as everything goes right and they get everything turned on. So anybody online, we should have as normal. If it's not on, it's just because something happened, but it should work just fine. And so next week, I won't be here, but Burke will be here for a Bible class, and it's going to be Philippians 1, Philippians chapter 1. So read up on that, and let's just go to
Charlie,
the Lord. Yes.
Just real quick, this is Janice's other brother.
I have met you.
Hey, Charlie.
I have met you.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share and pray for this as well.
Okay.
I've been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Oh, boy. Wow.
It spread to the liver, is that correct?
Oh, boy.
And the adrenal gland.
And the adrenal gland. So we've got 2 cases of cancer here in the church as well. So, and who's that back in the corner? Oh, that's Tom. Yeah, Rob.
That's what Paul Stoll had before.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, we got to pray and get started here. We got a long class today. Heavenly Father, here we are in your presence, and you've heard lots of needs that have been lifted up to you, and we've got another one that's coming to the class today with pancreatic cancer, which has spread into the liver and elsewhere, and Tom, who's going through his own cancer right now. And all of the people that I mentioned already that have got these problems that are having troubles, Lord, we certainly lift them up to you. And you're aware of these things. You do know these things, and we put them in your capable hands, knowing that that's where they belong. And we pray to you for these things, and we just ask that your will be done in their lives, and that you will receive the glory through whatever happens. And we thank you for the opportunity to come and to look into your word, and we cherish this precious word. We thank you for it, and we just ask that you help us to handle it rightly and to be responsible with it. And we just commit this service, this Bible class to you, and we do it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we'll get through two verses today, and maybe not through the second one, but I hope we do. Go ahead, Romans 8:28 today.
Great. The chapter heading is More Than Conqueror.
More.
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
Okay, I'm not even there yet. I'm still looking for it. Okay, we'll give you some comments on this, and try not to spend too much time on 8:28, even though it's a marvelous verse. Everybody should remember verse 8:28. It's just one that we ought to commit to memory. But 8:29 is something that's going to take probably 4 or 5 pages of notes. So let's see, 8:28. This is another, I just said that. This is another of the recommended memory verses for everybody. It is something that we can cling to and be upheld by and inspired by all the days of our walk with Christ. Okay, there are not a lot of times I recommend people remember a verse. And if you're not good at remembering the verse, remember where the verse is. It's like, you know, 1 John 3:8 and, you know, John 3:16. Just remember where they are, and then you can go back and you can get the proper quote. But 8:28 is one of them that you should remember. Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Romans 10:9 and 10. These are verses you should just know what they say and where to go to refresh yourself on them. But anyway, and we know, let me read you the verse again, just because, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Okay, so, and we know indicates certainty. When Paul says, and we know, he is saying that this is something that we know. It is certain, okay? If we know it, then why do we think and act as if the words are not true? Be certain in what you know. Okay, we have a perfect example of our brother right here who's come in today with cancer, and he could apply this to his life right now. And we know that all things, including cancer, work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Nick has been out in California laying in a bed for years, I think, and he knows this. He knows what this verse says, and he applies it daily. He's always encouraging other people. He's taking care of their needs, and when he's the one that could be sitting there saying, woe is me. He's always uplifting people, and so if we can apply this type of a verse to our life, because it says that it's true, it must be true, then we're going to be a lot better off. Okay, this verse actually is not a standalone thought, but it is tied into what Paul has been saying in the previous verses. As we wait for the redemption of our body and our glorification, we have weaknesses, okay? I've certainly had weaknesses since I fell off the roof a couple weeks ago. You know, it just, it happens, and we get old. Funny, I was over at the car wash. Yes, I washed my car. It's been almost a year. And I went over there, and while I was waiting for the thing to come out, there's this old guy with a hat on that said Vietnam. And so I said, well, where did you serve? Meaning, where in Vietnam? And he said, oh, I served in Korea. So he's wearing the wrong hat. I got talking to him. In a Corsair and into Korea, and he did a bad landing and he burned his knee very badly, so they had to let him go. And come to find out, he's my old high school coach from 1982. Anyway, it took a while for us to get to that. I kept asking about where are you from, and you know, and finally we got to, well, what'd you do after you got out of there? And he says, well, I was a coach. I said, where were you a coach? Because he was looking familiar. Oh, Riverview High School. I said, there, that answers yes, that question.
That's
but,
why you look familiar.
Yeah, that's why you look familiar. Anyway, we're waiting for the redemption of our bodies and our glorification. We have weaknesses, just as he did. He had his own weaknesses, but he's 86 now and looked pretty good. At those times, the Spirit is with us, searching us out and making intercession to God for us. And then he says, because of these things, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. None of this can be separated and still be true. It is a unified thought. In other words, we can't say that all things work together for those who love God in the general sense. Okay, lots of people love God, but they have no the true God. For some, the God they love may not be the true God, or they may love the true God, but not have understood the full revelation of himself and thus cannot be pleasing to him. That takes us to John 5:23. Okay, this is just one example, but John 5:23 says, let me go to 22. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. This is a giant category mistake that people make about Israel. Israel is God's people. They're by default right with the Lord. That is the furthest thing from the truth. They are so far from the Lord right now that it is almost incomprehensible. Okay, we're getting into the pastoral epistles today, and I typed 1 Timothy 1:14 or 15, and it is perfectly evident from what he was saying there. Same idea. But anyway, just because Israel is God's people and they're back in the land in order to be restored to God eventually, they are not right with the Lord. They do not have the Son. So this does not apply to them in any way, shape, or form. If you're John Hagee out in Texas, then he says it's dual covenantalism and they're saved through works of the law. That's absolutely crazy. He's a heretic. Okay? There's no such thing as dual covenantalism. There is either the original covenant, which is in effect, or it is annulled in Christ's blood and now we're in the new covenant. There's no such thing as two covenants, and you cannot be saved apart from Christ. Okay, and then he equivocates on what being saved in Christ means, so that he says they're all saved through Christ, but they're saved by the law of Moses, which Christ gave them. Absolute heretic. Don't ever listen to that guy. It's crazy. If you don't believe me, I'll send you the stuff that he has. I've got it, you know, in my computer of the things that he said over the years. And in fact, he's actually said directly, I'll send you the video link if you want that as well, where he said that Christ is never claimed to be the Messiah. Well, how many times in the Bible does, one, he specifically called the Messiah several times, but how many, Jesus says in prayer that he is the Christ. Well, the meaning of Christ is Messiah. It's the Greek word for Messiah, okay? So anyway, I don't want to get off onto John Hagee. We got more to do in the next verse, but be careful who you listen to, because just because somebody is a great orator and says things with authority does not mean that he is saying proper things with authority. Okay, so we'll get off that. Having said that, John 5:23, if you don't honor the Son, then you're not right with the Father. Okay, having said that, we know that all things work together, according to Paul. This is referring to the creation while it is in its fallen state, as was noted in the previous verse. Creation is in a fallen state. It fell when man fell, and everything is in a state of, you know, we're in just a creation that is not right. Somebody emailed me about that this week, and I said, well, we've got all kinds of things that show that the creation isn't right. We've got meteors that slam into the world. We've got people that die. We've got puppies that die. We have, right from the fall, you will work by the sweat of your brow and thorns and thistles, implying that those weren't there before. If you look at the rotation of the sun, it's on a 365-day calendar. But the Bible shows us a 360-day calendar. And so things are not as they should be. Creation fell when man fell. Okay, but Paul is saying that all things work together, that is in this dispensation, okay, all of the common elements around us are being used toward a good end for those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. God has an end to this current state, which will come about as he directs. This is coming. It is something that we have to have faith in, because we look at the world and how bad it is right now, and we say, well, how can that be? That's what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay? We live by faith and we live not by sight. Somebody emailed me about that today. He says, it seems that dispensationalism kind of downplays the miraculous. And I said, I perfectly believe in healing, faith healing. I don't believe in faith healers. Okay? We pray because the Bible tells us to pray. When somebody's sick, we pray for them. Okay, it is possible that we will pray for somebody and they will be healed. But when it happens, the Lord will do it in such a way that people that do not want to believe are going to say it was a fluke, or it was the doctor that gave him that funny medicine on that day. He gave him the wrong medicine. It's all that. But I know that God heals. He does the miraculous. He does not do it in a way where we can say, I have sight. We only have to have faith in it. And that is intentional in this dispensation. I do not believe in all of the things that people claim of the apostolic gifts. They ended at the end of the apostolic age. The foundation was laid.